Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on in to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion here on News Talk 1230 WFAS. And Bruce, it is great to have you back.
Yeah, well, it's great to be back.
It's been a month. And Matt, go ahead and play that clip that of everything that Bruce missed while we were gone. Did you put it together?
No, of course not.
Oh, I was the only one who missed you, Bruce. Matt just screwed around. Probably watched a lot of DC United soccer.
Hey, listen, we had
they won 4-1 yesterday.
It's not even soccer.
He's just screwing around, Bruce.
If you talk to
can't do anything right.
You talk to Europeans, they don't even consider our league soccer.
Yeah, they're starting to.
Well, they better.
They're
I guess.
Starting to. They're starting to acknowledge that that we play soccer here.
Well, it's just good that we're back in the studio. We're gonna have a lot of fun today. We may not even have that many guests. I've got a few people might call in. I have a few people I'm telling to call in next week, because next week will be 4 days until the NFL draft, and it's going to be a NFL loaded show next week, mm-hmm. and we're going to have some really big beat writers and insiders call in and tell us who they think their top 10, 15, 20 are, what they think the teams are going to be looking to do. It, you know, this is supposedly one of the best drafts in recent history.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really deep.
And it's deep with receivers, too, which is really strange. I really don't consider – I'm kind of the same with receivers as I am with running backs. I don't think you need to absolutely go after, a guy in the first round that might end up being a great receiver. I think that there's a lot of great receivers drafted in the second, third, fourth rounds. And I think there's a few good receivers that are, signed as free agents.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, that was great when we played that while I was away. There was that, what is the name of that show? That's on TV that goes dun, 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 dun.
NYPD Blue? No, you're talking about.
Yeah, Law and Order.
Law and Order.
I love that. Just play that. Hey, and by the way, there's a guy. What's Dr. Sterling's name?
Dr. Sterling?
Yeah.
Dr. Sterling. The professor of African-American studies.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got, at the University of Los Angeles. He's at UCLA Inglewood.
Donald Sterling.
And by the way, Inglewood isn't exactly the place. Excuse me. Inglewood is not exactly the place that you want to start saying ridiculous things about African Americans. Exactly. because Inglewood is, I would say, a majority black area, black Hispanic area. I was actually born in Inglewood, California. And when I was there, it was all sailors. You know, it was all people in the Navy and, people that were stationed out there. But over the last 60 years, the demographics have changed a little bit in Inglewood. And the Forum's still there, whatever they call that place now. I don't know. I always called the L.A. Forum.
Staples Center?
Staples Center. There's been some great, great rock concerts there over the years. Been some great NBA playoffs. And we're going to talk NBA playoffs. Mm-hmm. That's right. All you people that want to hear more about the NBA, we're going to hear it today, because Roy and I talked about it earlier in the week. And we were kind of actively involved with the Washington Wizards, who we thought were going to go out 3-0 Friday night, and they didn't. Nene, who is arguably one of their better, more powerful, big, physical guys, decided he would just kind of lose it in the third quarter.
That's
or whatever.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu in him.
Yeah, you can't do that
just wanted to go
in
after
the playoffs
it.
Because not only are they going to throw you out of that game, they'll probably suspend you for at least a game.
Yeah, he got a game.
And Nene got today. He's not going to be playing today, and they're at home. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, they're a much different team without Nene.
Gortat, when they're both in the game together, can dominate literally in the paint. I mean, and they set up They take the thing I like about what the Wizards have done is they're very talented.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, it's the first time that there's been that much talent since, and I hate to even compare them to these two knuckleheads, Chris Webber and what's his name?
Juwan Howard.
Juwan Howard, who at the time he signed a big contract.
Well, they were both members of the Michigan team, the Fab Five.
Yeah, that lost all of their championships because those guys took a bunch of.
Well, they lost the championship back to back, anyways.
But they lost, you know, every win they ever got in the Big Ten because they, you know, people were paying them to go to school. They committed some NCAA.
I think there was some sort of sanctions there. Yeah,
there was a lot of stuff going on, and of course that's Michigan. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
If you're going to talk about the Wizards, you got to throw in, you know, the Antoine Jameson, the Caron Butler, the Gilbert Arenas.
Where is Antoine Jameson now? Is he playing still?
He was. Last I heard, he was running around the league. He was out in. He was at Cleveland for a little bit. He was with the Lakers for a little bit.
What a great shooter that guy was. He was one of my favorite Tar Heels ever. And I'm not a Tar Heel fan because, as everybody knows, I'm an East Carolina Pirate. But I like Antoine Jameson. Just knew how to score. Knew how to play defense. Wasn't a big physical guy. He just did what he had to do. He was like Juwan Howard, only better. In my opinion,
he was good, man. The last place he played, which it says the last place, it doesn't say that he's currently on the roster, but was the LA Clippers. He knows our boy Sterling.
Yeah,
not our boy. the guy that we're talking about, Sterling. Well, who, by the way, this is an interesting point about Sterling here. He is scheduled to get a Lifetime Achievement Award on May 15th from the L.A. chapter of the NAACP.
They just announced yesterday, no more.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, first of all, the guy looks like Morley Safer's twin brother.
I mean, how can you give him an award with it? You had to say no.
How would you like to be Morley Safer right now and be walking down a hallway and some guy just punches your lights out because he thinks you're this guy? I mean, they look like they were separated at birth. And Morley's probably closer to 90, so he's taking better care of himself. And probably a much nicer guy. But this guy, basically, you know, you got to consider the context. And we're going to talk about this next segment. And we're going to take phone calls because, you know, the majority of our listeners are in Westchester County. And, you know, I'm sure there are people of different races that listen to our show. I mean, we're sure there are because we know there are. But give us a call and let us know what you think about what this guy did. I mean, you know, what we're going to talk about, Roy, is he thought the conversations he was having with his quote-unquote girlfriend, mm-hmm. who is biracial.
Yes.
She's Mexican and African-American.
Right.
And she's a very beautiful girl. Well, you know, oddly enough, he has billions.
Yeah, but, how does that work? How do you get a 30-year-old when you're 90?
But the thing of it is that...
It's not his personality.
Yeah, but
it's
listen.
Definitely not his personality.
The thing of it is that the person who allegedly is behind all of this is somebody that his company, or he personally, is suing for $1.8 million. Which, yeah, the plot thickens, okay? So you have to, you know, somebody, you know, if you're being sued for $1.8 million, you're probably going to hire a private investigator and pay him $100,000 to follow this guy around and just do nothing but record his conversations. Because then, and according to TMZ's quote today, mm-hmm. they said, this person said, well, I'll get you back somehow. Well, you know. Telling the world that the guy's a racist, you know, I bet a lot of people already knew that. But now everybody's going to know it because some of the words he was using in the context of his conversation, you've heard it, Roy, and I've heard it. It was comical. We even thought about, Roy and I thought about putting together a question and answer session just using it
because
it's a 6-minute interview,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we could have pulled a good minute of shtick out of that. But we'll see what we do.
We decided not to.
Yeah, but give us a call. Give us a call. 240.
The better judgment of our minds.
Give us a call. 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
All right, now we're going to jump into this TMZ report that I guess it was TMZ Sports who initially broke the interview of Donald Sterling and his racial comments. Do you have the clip pulled up, Matt?
Yeah.
Can you get it pulled up just so we can play at least a couple clips of it? Basically, it's a conversation that in private with his girlfriend, who by reports is half Mexican, half black. So the argument itself is kind of it's awkward that these two people are having it, and then to have been released to a guy who owns a basketball team, which the majority of the NBA is African American, and he's sitting here being this is a type of racism that
we all thought
was at least gone, at least out of LA and California.
Hey, let's tell everybody who the person that she had her picture taken with was. It was Magic Johnson.
Yeah, it was Magic Johnson.
How many people have had their picture taken with Magic Johnson of every race?
Mm-hmm.
How about tens of thousands?
Right.
I mean, I've been with celebrities all night at events. They literally probably can't see at the end of a night because of how
flash
much
bulbs.
Flash they have in their face.
So she uploaded a picture of her with Magic Johnson, who in the taped argument, I guess you can call it an argument, but between her and Sterling, she says that, he's a guy that she really admires. Obviously he's done a lot for the black community. Magic Johnson is, he's a celebrity, and he's done a lot for
both
LA.
He's an owner of the Dodgers, crying out loud.
He's done a lot 1%, for California.
But it's an owner.
So Sterling, he comes back in and he's like, oh, I know the guy. He's a great guy. I've met him multiple times. I'm sure they have. They both own teams in LA. And he says, just don't broadcast pictures with black people on Instagram, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's are you gonna play it? Listen to this. This is almost comical.
Honey, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.
I wish I can change the skin, the color of my skin.
That isn't the issue. You missed the issue.
What's the issue?
The issue is we don't have to broadcast it.
I'm not broadcasting anything. I don't do anything wrong.
Mm. Oh, I love her.
Nobody said you did anything wrong.
I don't do anything wrong. If we ever have any issues, it's because people call you and tell you things about me that are not true.
Why are you broadcasting?
I'm not broadcasting anything.
Taking pictures with minorities. Why?
What's wrong with minorities?
Exactly.
What's wrong with black people?
Nothing.
What's wrong with these
families? It's like talking to an enemy. There's nothing wrong with minorities. They're fabulous. Because you're an enemy to me.
Oh, jeez. Go ahead, Mac. You got to get out of this.
I don't understand.
This guy, he might be a billionaire. What did he make his billions in? What?
I don't know.
White sheets.
I was thinking the same thing.
Sheets. That's funny.
He was it's right. He was
Let me tell you something. If this guy literally is anything like that, I would say that the Clippers are going to be up for sale.
Well, that's funny.
They're going to be up for sale.
Absolutely. And this is the point that a lot of people have made, is that when he bought the Clippers back in 81, he bought them for $12.5 million. Forbes magazine recently came out and they said that the team is valued currently at $575 million. So that is quite the chunk of change that he would get if he would sell the team now, which the NBA came out and they said that it was disturbing, as they should have. They said it was disgusting, disturbing, that they were going to look further into it, which I wouldn't be surprised if NBA Commissioner Adam Silver comes out and he says, you have to sell this team, you have to get rid of it. And you can't feel sorry for Sterling. I don't know how anyone can back racist comments like that, but you can't feel sorry for him for even being forced to sell the team, because he's going to turn a $553 million profit.
And pay 20% in taxes immediately for capital gains. And if he doesn't sell it this year, it may go up to like 22.5 or 25 the next year. Hopefully not.
As of September 2013, he was worth $1.9 billion.
Yeah, but that's only a billion after he sells it.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Only a billion.
First of all, he's 80 years old. which has nothing to do with this, because being 80 is great. I mean, I'm praying I get to 80 just so I can see some grandchildren sometime. But, you know, he needs to understand that you cannot, in Inglewood, California, especially, even think like that. Because as soon as you think it, you're going to say something. As soon as you say something, somebody's going to record it. And as soon as they record it, they're going to turn it into something like this, which is exactly what it needs to be turned into. Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't get it. And evidently, he had said some things in the past before. People are shuffling around, looking for, you know, because this guy's been around for a while. I mean, you were saying, he bought the Clippers in 81.
Yeah.
That's 33 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, you weren't alive then.
I was not.
So think about how many times he's had some kind of a comment.
I was -5 years old.
Yeah, you were probably.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, I was very young.
Yeah.
How old's Aaron, your brother?
Aaron, he was born in 81.
Well, there you go. Your mom wasn't even with your dad then.
Right.
Unbelievable. Hey, look what this guy is doing to Roy. Okay.
Look what he's doing to me.
He's got Roy like just thinking strange thoughts. Now, you know, if you have something to say, give us a call, 240-317-7294. Here's what, do you think he should be forced to sell the team immediately? Do you think that this is something that needs to be done? I absolutely think he should be forced to sell. This is NBA basketball.
Absolutely, he should be forced to sell the team.
This is NBA basketball.
And this isn't the first time that he's had, you know, these kinds of accusations. You know, former players have come out and spoke out saying that this is nothing new surrounding the organization. In fact, there was a controversy back in August of 2006. He made his millions, by the way, in real estate. Back in August of 2006, the U.S. Department of Justice sued Sterling for housing discrimination using race as a factor in filling some of his apartment buildings that he sells. So this is not the first time that he has gone full-blown racist and the government has had to step in.
Being a real estate broker by trade, which I am, and by the way, the National Association of Realtors is our big sponsor, and I'd like to thank them for being there for me and for the station. Let me tell you, you know, there are several things in the real estate business that you do concerning, you know, interviews that you have with people that steer. It's called steering. You can steer them away from property. And steering is very, I mean, people get sued for steering all the time. People lose their licenses for steering all the time. You can't be motivated by race. There's seven things. I mean, it's race. It's sexual. Now it's the last one they put on was sexual preference. You cannot hold anything against anybody for any reason regarding that. You know, gender. Race. I mean, a million different things. This guy's in the real estate business now. He's probably got, you know, multifamily listings and holdings. We could find out. What we need to do is during our big break, we'll find out exactly what companies this guy does hold. And yeah, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to talk about that a little bit. We're also going to talk about the NBA playoffs, Roy. Mm-hmm. You probably have a guy or two that's going to check in with us. You got a guy. Well, everybody's got a guy from New York. Is he from New York?
I'll see what I can do. See who I get from New York.
What's the guy from New York I like so much?
Pete Mundo.
I love Pete Mundo. Pete Mundo has a show on during the week, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And he does a great job with pretty much everything that he's involved with. But NBA right now is and people are saying some great things about the playoffs. Of course, it's the playoffs. It is the playoffs.
It is.
And they do tend to play a little harder in the playoffs.
Yep.
It's like March Madness, mm-hmm, is basically what it is. And when the NBA decides they want to play ball, they play ball. What do you think? I mean, you know, my team, Oklahoma City, just won their second game to tie up the series with the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Do the Grizzlies just match up that well with them?
Well, the Grizzlies knocked the Thunder out of the postseason a year ago.
I remember that because I picked Oklahoma City to win last year. Mm-hmm. Are they going to do it again, Roy?
I think that if you're going to pull a first round matchup problem, it's definitely the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, they have a lot of bigs. They have, they're a balanced basketball team, and they've been there before. This is not a young basketball team who hasn't been to the postseason. I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies are a very good basketball team.
Home court advantage there in Memphis, too, because it's like playing in front of a football crowd. It's an amazing place to play.
Yeah, I mean,
it's right off Beale Street in downtown Memphis.
They have Marc Gasol, who is Pau Gasol's little brother. He's a big part of their team. They got Zach Randolph. He's a solid.
Zach Randolph's a left-hander, and he is one of the most physical guys I've ever seen. He can get if he decides to go to the hole, he gets to the hole somehow. He can't jump. He doesn't even get up that well. He's just a big wide body. Well, who are their two starting guards?
I don't have the roster pulled for me. I can get it up for you, though.
Okay. But, the thing about Memphis that I like the most is I like the fact that I saw two playoff games there when my son was in school at University of Memphis, and I've never been that excited to be at a pro game in my life. I've never been to the Boston Garden. It's one of the places I've never been. But, I can imagine it's like that, during playoffs. Mm-hmm. I mean, but they were so loud. It was like a college crowd. It was unbelievable is how it was. The other team that I thought probably was going to be there, San Antonio. And San Antonio in the West are playing with two or three guys that are in their mid to upper 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still two or three of the best players in the world. Tony's amazing. And I'm a big Tim Duncan fan.
How can you not be at this point?
Tim Duncan will go down, in my opinion, as he's like Bill Russell, only he scores better than Bill Russell. Bill was more of a defensive player. And a lot of these kids are listening to the show now and going, who the heck is Bill Russell? But for all of you guys that are my age or more, you know who Bill Russell was. And Bill Russell was the recipient of 11 NBA titles. I want to say that the Boston, they might have had 9. It's either 9 or 11. But they won so many titles, and it was guys like Sam Jones, KC Jones, John Havlicek, Satch Sanders, Bill Russell, Tommy Heinsohn. I mean, of course, this was long before the NBA became the
Bill
NBA.
Bill Russell has 11.
11. How was that for remembering?
He played in 13, and he won 11.
And he only played for the Boston Celtics.
Yep.
Won a national title at University of San Francisco. And Bill Russell's still alive. And Bill Russell is very, very active with African-American issues. Always has been. He's been a big civil rights guy. You know, back when Jim Brown and he and Muhammad Ali all got together in the 60s and decided, you know what, enough's enough. And, yeah, John Kennedy's right. And so is Bobby Kennedy. And so, you know what, we all need to be the same. And they're absolutely right. They need, everybody needs to be the same. Everybody has to get the same rights. I'm having a hard time. Here comes the politics of Bruce Hall.
No, don't do that.
You don't have to comment. I'm having a hard time with this woman thing because I really don't think women don't have the ability to make good money because my wife makes great money, and it wouldn't matter if she was a man, a woman. A woman that thought she was a man or a man that thought she was a woman. With her company, she'd make the same amount of money no matter who she was. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that. Now, maybe that's the case in some places like, fast food. I don't know. I don't know where this comes from. I know I don't ever see a lot of proof.
The glass ceiling effect is what you're talking about.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know that. And how I got off on that tangent, I have no idea. What was I talking about?
I was looking up Red Auerbach.
Oh, we were talking about the Celtics.
And then I look up and we're talking about the glass ceiling.
Now, let me tell you about racism. Red Auerbach had not a smidgen, not a molecule in his body because he had by far the most African-American players on his teams. They were unbelievable. He was the first, and amazingly, they won 11 NBA titles.
Well, he won 9, but his squad won 11.
And he's from Washington, D.C., by the way.
He is, yeah. He ties with the Washington Capitals.
Hey, this is going to be a great show. We'll be back in a minute with more of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Sticking with the NBA, we're going to get into some New York basketball, whereas the Knicks are currently on a coaching search. It has been confirmed that Steve Kerr has come in and interviewed with the position, which a lot of people have as the number one choice coming out. He is a Phil Jackson, I guess you could call him a disciple of Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson, who coached with the Chicago Bulls, obviously with the LA Lakers, winning titles with Kobe and MJ. He's now the president of the Knicks. And Steve Kerr was a player underneath of Phil Jackson in Chicago during those championship runs. He is very familiar with the triangle offense, something that Phil Jackson wants to implement back here in New York.
Steve Kerr hit a lot of big shots.
A lot of big shots. So he has come in. He has interviewed. That has all been confirmed. And by all accounts, Bruce, you were talking about this. When you hear these interviews and you see all these articles of Steve Kerr quotes, it seems to me like the guy's got the job, that it's in the bag. So I honestly would be surprised if it was anybody but Steve Kerr at this point.
Well, you wouldn't think that Madison Square Garden and the Knicks, everybody associated with them, connected with them, would bring Phil Jackson in and not let him pick his own coach anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to disagree with a guy that's won that many titles? He knows what he needs to work. He knows the kind of guys that are available. I mean, there's a lot of guys available, young guys like Steve Kerr, assistant coaches like Steve Kerr. But Steve Kerr was there for all of Phil's stuff. And Steve was an overachiever, tough shooter, just a great shooter. He took more shots than Michael Jordan did for 2 or 3 years, shots that mattered.
I believe Tony Kukoc was on that. Tony Kukoc
was on it.
Those two were the shooters. I mean, Michael Jordan, believe me, Michael Jordan is, in my opinion, the greatest basketball player of all time. Hands down, nobody can compare to him. Everybody else is competing for second. But there are multiple championships and multiple big games where Michael Jordan is passing it off to Tony Kukoc or Steve Kerr. I believe they won it was either their first three-peat or their fourth or fifth in their second three-peat, where Tony Kukoc hits a big shot in the postseason, or in the post-game interview, he's like, well, you know, Jordan knew that we needed a big shot, so he said, Kukoc, I'm passing it to you. This is all you, buddy. So, I mean, that was a complete team. They had a lot of shooters surrounding them, something that this Knicks team does not have. They don't have any. I mean, you
well,
need
Mello,
a sixth.
Mello's all but gone, right? I mean, are they saying they're going to try to do something around him? Because everything I've read that he's commented on,
he wants to come back. So he says.
Well, I don't believe that.
So he says.
Do you believe that?
Absolutely.
Really, you think he wants to come back and play for Phil?
I think it is going to take a lot to get Carmelo Anthony out of New York. The guy, he's from Baltimore. He played at Syracuse because he wanted a chance to play in New York and be around Madison Square Garden. The Big East tournament used to be still is in Madison Square Garden, but Syracuse used to play in Madison Square Garden for the Big East championship, now members of the ACC. So he went to Syracuse because he wanted to be in New York. He went to Syracuse because he wanted to play in Madison Square Garden. Then he gets drafted by the Nuggets, plays there his entire time that he's out in Denver. All he's talking about is Madison Square Garden and the experiences that he had playing in there and how much he loves playing.
Well, he's a city guy.
Right, and now he's back, you know? Yeah. Now he's back in – he's in Madison Square Garden where he wanted to play his entire career. So to me, to believe that he's just going to give that up at this point in his career where – I mean, he's come out and he said it's not about money, which it's not. I fully believe that at this point in his career, it's about winning championships. So where does he have the best – chance of winning a championship?
Well, you know, with Phil Jackson in New York, obviously you'd think here, you know.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that this is going to happen right away. I think it's going to take two or three years for them to come out of the playoffs in a championship game. And they still have to redo. There's a lot wrong with that lineup.
Oh, there is. Yes,
there's almost too much wrong.
Yeah.
You look at a team like the Washington Wizards right now, and the Washington Wizards are maybe one player away.
I agree.
You know what they are? They're a big rebounder away because they've got the one in the two guard, the starting one in the two guard. They even threw together a couple of veterans
yeah.
that are just, they know how to win, and they've made all the difference in the world. We're going to talk about that later. I'm going to try to get Steve Buckhantz on. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to give him a call and try to get him on because I want to talk about that matchup today later on. It's going to be, you know, I can see the Knicks there next year where the Wizards are.
Absolutely.
But they still need to replace. They need to move. They need to move some bodies.
This is the first time in Carmelo Anthony.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is the first time in Carmelo Anthony's career that he's missed the postseason. So this guy is.
He doesn't like
to miss the postseason.
Nah.
I mean, he hasn't missed the playoffs since. My God, they won the national championship when he was at Syracuse. When he was in high school, they were amazing. This guy probably hasn't missed the postseason.
He went to
ever.
St. Anthony's, right?
He probably Baltimore. Has. I have to double
pretty
check
sure he
that.
Did. He went to the same place Muggsy Bogues and Reggie Williams and all those guys did, I think. Great high school. And they didn't lose a game for like 4 years.
That's what I mean. I mean, this
remember
guy.
Remember Muggsy Bogues?
He does not lose.
No.
I remember Muggsy Bogues. He was
big
in Space Jam.
Big shooter. And you know what? The thing that I like.
He went to Towson.
Space Jam was great, by the way.
He went to Towson.
Anybody that tells you Space Jam wasn't any good, they're an idiot.
It's part of what makes Michael Jordan so great.
Absolutely.
You saw Kevin Durant. He tried to have that movie. He tried to have his movie, Thunder Up or whatever it was called. Flopped.
Yeah.
Okay? Michael Jordan made a movie with Bugs Bunny.
And that was the year. That was the year that Michael took off because of his father's death and because of some gambling issues he was dealing with the NBA, and I gotta tell you, he made more money that year than he did any other year he's been in existence, is the story. Only his accountant will know for sure.
Only his accountant.
But I'm telling you, I could see that, because Space Jam, who didn't see Space Jam twice?
I bought Space Jam like three. What?
I never saw it.
You've never seen Space Jam?
He likes Major League Soccer.
I don't care about basketball. So.
Space Jam isn't about basketball, okay?
It's
about life. It's a life.
And those cartoon characters, they were alive. One of them was up for an Emmy.
Yeah.
Who was it that went down the hole? Remember the guy that fell down the hole? I can't remember.
It's Newman from Seinfeld.
Oh, that's right, Newman.
And then there was it Bill Murray?
Yeah,
was
it was
Bill Murray. In there?
Bill Murray had a great part in that movie.
Yeah,
he like acted so chill.
Spoiler alert: he hits the winning shot.
Damn it! Oh, that was great. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Roy Edwards and Bruce Hall and Matthew Lynch on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're having some fun today. NBA playoffs just getting going. We'll know who's in next week. We got the Kentucky Derby coming up next week. And if you want, I'm gonna write a blog this week on the Derby. I'm going to give you my trifecta. You go to BruceHallSports.com. You'll see it probably after Wednesday as soon as I talk to Rick Snyder. And Rick Snyder is my guy. He's my guy. He's a Washington, D.C. NFL insider. Wrote about the Redskins, but he's a big, big horse guy.
Yeah, we had him.
And
on
so is your family, Roy. Your in-law family is he's a horse guy.
That's right. He has.
And
a
your
horse.
Anniversary is when?
My anniversary is the Kentucky Derby. Yes,
it's unbelievable.
We were married.
What
on
a great
the Kentucky
party
Derby.
That would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be. A party.
And it was not a coincidence.
I'll purposely
planned it around the Kentucky Derby. But now all of a sudden it's since we've been married, I guess they've deemed it Star Wars Day. So we were not born. We were married on May 4th, which has
so
since...
So May the 4th be with.
Right. So Matt, of course, now I'm speaking Matt's language.
No, I hate Star Wars.
What was the guy's name that we were talking about, the Clippers owner?
Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling. Did you save the one line that was the line that Roy and I liked the best was, I love minorities. They're fabulous.
Fabulous.
That's my new line. I love minorities. They're fabulous. You know, we haven't gotten a call yet. Actually, the phones lit up, and then we went to get him. We think it was Donald Sterling.
It was.
Was it Donald?
Stop broadcasting.
I believe
stop
it was.
Broadcasting.
He wants us to stop broadcasting.
You're the enemy. You are the enemy. It's not my girlfriend. It's you. I tell you, this guy, it must have been not. Well, he owned a team for 33 years.
Yeah,
so he can always say he owned an NBA team.
That's right. Just move on. Go buy.
Go slumlord a few million other tenants.
That's right. Go do something else.
For all I know, he's probably
he can go hang out with Clive Bundy in Vegas.
Oh my God, Bundy.
whatever his name is.
Yeah, it's Clive Bundy.
Okay.
What's going on with that deal? He went from
having so many people on his side to just completely pooping the whole situation away. Like, everyone was like, yeah, you know, take taxes, you know, small federal government.
Down
get out
with
of
the
here.
Government.
You know,
and what did he do?
And then he just comes out and he says, I mean, I kind of understand where he's coming from more so than this guy Sterling. He says, like, he tried to make a metaphor comparing welfare and slavery, and it just completely backfired on him and made him
those
seem
two things you really don't need to
racist.
Be talking about.
Right, it's like, why are you talking
if
about
if you don't
this,
have a you know? PhD in both of them?
And I mean, you know my opinion, anytime you put a microphone in front of a Republican,
bite me,
so
man,
why are they,
right? bite
why,
me.
Why are they surprised?
It was like, okay, all right, now he wants to tackle other political things. You know, you got all this attention. You have all this I'm
turning Roy into Tangent Tom.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Roy is turning into me.
I'm sorry, I started it.
I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, hey, throw out some other controversial issues, you know, and he just
anything
went,
else.
I mean, it was awful.
Should I do my racism bit?
Let me just say this.
This is a Seinfeld of Nevada.
Let me just say this. If there's a couple of things that are going on, and since we're on politics for the last minute of this segment, I would invite everybody to go to Google. And Google, you know,
or Bing or whatever.
Google Chelsea Clinton and Webb Hubble sometime. Just Google them and see what you think. And we do have a phone here, 240-317-7294.
Nobody wants to touch
240-317-7294.
We're talking racism.
This is three white guys in a basement talking racism.
This is a very controversial show.
Hey, now, this is better than a basement. This is a nice studio.
This is a good studio, okay?
I love this studio.
To light
we're the
window.
Only studio that's got a hot water heater within striking distance. For the first time in generations, people try to put us down. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. Give us a call when we get back at 240-317-7294.
They keep texting
me. I love minorities.
Call me
instead of texting. They're fabulous.
They're fabulous.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're going to get into baseball this segment.
Eventually.
But
because we have to give you winners.
We like to call this controlled chaos is what we like to call this. But we're going to give you some baseball winners.
There's no control.
There's no control. Nothing here is controlled. But first,
say the first word that comes to your mind. Minorities.
No, it was
fabulous.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Named one of the horses he's talking
yes,
about.
All right, go ahead.
Minorities.
All right, is this how you're? This isn't.
This is how I'm picking. This is how I'm picking the winner. Of the
you're
going to
be a
Derby.
Woman.
That's it. That's it.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
My in-laws right now are just turning the radio off. This is what they're doing.
Hey, I got to look at a racing form before I ever make a bet.
Here are the they're ranked by season points, so I have at least somewhat of an understanding of what's going on. So California Chrome is the horse with the most points heading into the Derby.
Throw him out.
Okay, so throw.
I've already thrown him out.
California Chrome, you're out.
It's the Derby. He's not even going to be in the top six.
Vickers in Trouble.
Pass.
I agree. Dance with Fate.
I like that.
I like that name.
I'll include them in
only
the
if you put
triple.
A feather in your
there's
hair.
There's Wicked Strong, which you kind of got
Ooh.
The whole Boston Strong thing behind
wow.
him.
Wow, Wicked Strong.
Wicked Strong. If he's wearing blue and yellow, that's your winner.
Now this is a 3-year old, so he was named 3 years ago before Boston Strong.
That's right.
So
he's
you
got to
keep
strong.
Him. You got to keep him in the mix.
He's number 4 currently on the Wicked season ranking.
Is that right? Okay.
Sam Rat? I don't know.
Spell
pass.
It.
Just pass. Samraat.
Pass.
Done.
There's only one A in Sam Rat.
You're done. Danza? Tony Danza, maybe?
Pass.
Pass. Hopportunity.
Oh, I love that.
That's a cute name.
I love that. It's got a little picture of a kangaroo on the side of it.
Yeah.
His colors are probably a kangaroo hopping around.
He's top 10 right now in the season rankings.
I like him.
Intense Holiday. I don't understand that.
Is that a... Keep going.
He's top 10.
Is there anybody named Cat?
Wildcat, Red.
That's it. There's Stormcat right there. I'll take him.
He is number 9, so he's top 10. We Miss Artie. I don't understand that. That's, 10. It must be an inside. But getting down the list, you know, there's a couple. But General A-Rod, he's probably
I like
a cheater.
That. I
he's
like,
probably a cheater,
Well,
though.
He probably win.
He may, yeah,
he'd probably win. And then they'll dump him because of a steroid issue.
Uncle Cy. That's got to
oh,
be.
I'm going to take that. Today is Uncle Cy's birthday on Duck Dynasty. Today.
Oh,
go to Twitter. Oh, by the way, follow Roy and I on Twitter. I'm at Bruce Hall Sports. And by the way, you need to follow me because Matt says I need 1,000 followers, and I'm not quite there. I'm only 140 short. But I don't. I never ask, and I do let people go when they're goofy.
I will block.
And I've only got. You know what? I've been at 48,000 tweets for a month. I've really slowed down on Twitter. Have you noticed?
Only 48,000.
Yeah, but I had that three months ago.
I started on Twitter 500 tweets.
Hey, during football season, I tweet out of my rear end. I mean, I love to tweet because that's how you meet people.
Yeah, that's
and that's also how you meet beat writers. Beat writers love to give their opinion.
I opened up my personal account this week, actually.
In a bank, finally?
I have a personal Twitter account.
You have a bank account? Oh, a Twitter account.
I do have a personal bank account.
Now, wait a minute. You can't do that, can you? Are you going to have your own? What is it?
It's Roy G. SMC, at Roy G. SMC.
Right. So how are you going to keep all that straight?
Well, you can still go to at Sportsman Cave and get all of your
See, that's where I always send my stuff.
Just keep tweeting away at
Well, I
got
to follow you then. I need to follow you.
1,800 followers at Sportsman Cave and counting.
Hey, let's see how many, you know, let's find out how many people are listening to our show. If you're listening to the show and you have Twitter, follow us right now. We want to know.
That's right.
At Bruce Hall Sports, at, what is it?
Roy G. SMC.
Roy G. SMC.
Or Sportsman Cave. You can go there if you want.
All right. We're going to talk baseball shortly. There was a couple things. Oh, by the way, Bryce Harper's on the 15-day DL.
Is he?
Slid into third base, jammed his hand because he wasn't looking at the base when he went in.
You're right. 5 seconds ago, Nationals on Masson.
And I got to tell you, it's not good news. He was just starting to hit the crap out of the ball, too. And remember when I told you he was swinging too much bat? Mm-hmm. He was swinging too much bat. He went to a lighter bat.
It's all like Girl Scout cookies.
And oh, by the way, am I the only one here? And I apologize that we're not talking yet about the Yankees, but we will be talking about them in our segment.
Which we'll get into some Yankee stuff because I don't know if you saw this or not. It was the New York Times put out a map of...
Not the New York Post?
I believe it was the New York Times put out a map, an interactive map of demographics... which represent the baseball team. So it was like, okay, there are Yankees fans span from this. You know, it's based on the TV ratings and ticket sales and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they go over all of the teams, you know, where all of the teams are on the map. Guess which team is not on the map? New York Mets.
I'll tell you. Yeah, they're
New
not.
York
no,
Mets
I saw
don't
that.
Don't exist.
I saw that. And you know what? That's unfair because Long Island is full of Mets fans. And so is where they are, which is, isn't that Queens?
Yeah, I mean Brooklyn. There's
maybe it's not Queens.
I mean, there's a lot of Brooklyn.
Hey, listen,
Mets
do me
fans.
A favor. Call me and cuss me out if they're not playing in Queens.
I'm still.
No, they're not playing in Queens. Maybe they are playing in Queens. I know it's not Brooklyn. I know it's not Manhattan. The Yankees are in Manhattan. I know exactly. I've been to Yankee Stadium so many times, but I have not been to the new Yankee Stadium. And in August, we're going to run a special. We're going to come up there for the weekend. And we're going to take two of our listeners to a Yankee game with me and you, Roy.
Technically, I
just decided that just now.
I technically still live in Brooklyn.
Well, dude, you can't technically live somewhere.
I do.
Well, you better never technically run for office.
New York place.
Technically going to get thrown out of the election.
I live in Brooklyn for another 3 days.
Hey, by the way, how good is Tanaka? This guy.
And he does it without pine tar.
Well, not only that, what in the world is Michael? Can we talk about that now? I don't even want to wait. What a moron. He had pine tar It looked like somebody had just thrown it at him and it stuck on his neck. How could you not see that? Did he think that the pine tar was exactly the same color as his neck? Minorities, you know, they're fabulous. No, let me tell you something. That was stupid.
It was really dumb.
That was really dumb because you know what was even stupider? Did you see Joe Girardi trying to just pretend it didn't happen for a while? And then at his next press conference, I guess Brian Cashman got with Girardi and said, Joe, you can't be a moron like that. Now it looks so like stupid. I have two morons working for me. And Girardi said, yeah, you shouldn't have done it, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? It's kind of an unwritten rule in baseball that you can sneak sticky things. And,
right.
And I got to tell you something.
For the grip
now, listen, a Major League Baseball doesn't have seams that are raised like a high school ball.
Right.
The seams on a Major League ball and a minor league ball are literally the same height as the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on purpose because they want the ball traveling, right, you know, straight.
If you're going to move
you throw it,
it's got to be the way that you're throwing
it,
not the seams.
But you try it. Listen, now they're letting them more and more go to their mouth and rub it off, but they'll like lick their two, you know, their index finger and their middle finger here. You know which one's the middle finger,
yeah.
Right? And then you lick it, then you pretend to rub it off by rubbing your two littlest fingers on your pants, and then at least you get to hold on to it that way. Michael Pineda, evidently that wasn't enough for him. Michael Pineda needed a half of a jar of melted pine tar all over his body. He had it on his neck. I think he had it on his forearm. You know, where a lot of them used to always put it is on the inside of the bill of their hat.
Right. Because they
just,
put it, you know, somewhere.
They just keep
putting.
Yeah, don't put it,
in your hair,
it on
your
neck.
Hat. You know, put it in your glove. I think last time he did it, it was like on the palm of his hand or something like that.
You know, it
just get, hide it. You
have
know?
You seen all the people that have commented on this? All the best
stupid.
Cheaters. Gaylord Perry is like, man. You know, just don't be a moron about where you put it. I mean,
even
you
know. A-Rod is pissed, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing, man?
Here's the photo.
Yeah.
He's looking at him like, what are you?
The umpire walks up and he's like, if you
see
the video.
Well, he looked everywhere but his neck. Then he finally moved his head.
He puts his finger on it and he goes, that's
you're gone. Time. Yeah, he just went, like, you're gone. As soon as he touched his neck, he pointed to the dugout. And he was
stupid.
Gone. And what did he get? 10 games?
10 games.
So he's losing two starts, basically.
Yeah. Which, do you think that's a fair punishment? Do you think two starts?
Yeah, the first time he got caught. Next time it should be 50 games.
50?
Absolutely. Without a doubt.
You could see
and
that
you know
from
what
a mile there, away.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you know that there is not a recommended number for that? That's up to the commissioner.
Right.
In my opinion... Bud Selig, do I want him making any decisions about me at all? No. It should be just like steroids. I'd say 10 games first time, 50, and then a year. Because if you're going to constantly cheat, why cheat? Now, the guys that are cheating will go, what do you mean why cheat? Everybody else is
what
cheating.
What do you mean?
I mean, if I don't cheat, God, I'm not going to be able to hold on to this ball. If I can't hold on to this ball, I'm not going to be able to throw strikes. If I can't throw strikes... I'm going to lose my mansion and my Ferrari.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Michael Pineda just signed, a $15 million a year deal
from
Seattle?
He just got a big
contract.
He was
a free agent. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's not smart. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. 240-317-7294. Give us a call and just, you know, just say anything. You know, it's not Easter,
actually,
right?
Don't call. We don't want your calls.
You know what? Don't call anymore. We're not going to pick up the phone.
We're not going to pick up.
We need some recommendations
on where to put the pine tar when you can't just leave it right on your neck for everybody to see.
Well, let me tell you, though, where most people put pine tar is on their shoe, is on their cleat. They put it on either the inside of their cleat, and a catcher's put it on their shin guards.
I was just about to say that.
I always used to put mine on the shin guards.
I was just about to say that there was a thing that...
I was a catcher, so, you know, and we burn pine tar every game. And we would get, you know, you get them wet, and then you hang them up, and then they get stiffer, and they're great. Now they've got these really neat things you open up.
Yeah, the neck savers.
Yeah, and you just, you know, rub up the bat, and nothing smells better than pine tar. Nothing smells better than pine tar. Guys at Dip will swear that tobacco smells better, but it makes me gag.
I was just about to say that the catchers put the pine tar inside their shin guard.
Yep.
And then when the pitch comes in, they catch it. rub their fingers inside, rub the ball a little bit, throw it back to the pitcher.
But you got to be careful because pine tar, now they have stickum now for the bats that's clear. And you can't really spot it as well. And they're using that now. You know, the bone that they that they lose, they use.
They have that.
I don't think it's as good.
The clear spray rubber now that you see in the infomercials.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You never know. You know?
Yeah, but that.
You never know.
And it could hold together a boat. You'll be able to.
That's right.
You might get in trouble when you try to let go of the ball and it stays in your hand. You know, I could just see.
Takes your glove with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey. You know, you wind up, you try to break, and you can't break, and you literally fall off the mound wrestling, trying to get the ball out of your glove. Now, there's a million things you can do.
This is not a how to cheat segment, by the way.
Well,
says the coach of the wooden bat baseball.
Yeah, for you kids out there.
Oh, man.
We had a draft in my box score league. I got to pick up two guys. And, yeah, I was going to get the first baseman, Colabello, from Minnesota, who played 10. And we're going to do a story on him next week. 10 years of independent ball, and he's leading the American League in RBIs. He's 31 years old.
Very cool.
Played 10 years. That's a guy that wants to play ball because independent ball, you don't make any money. You're trying to get somebody to pick you up, and guess what? He got picked up, and guess what? I didn't get him. Jay Lander, thanks, Jay. Jay Lander got him one pick before me. So I had to take Garrett, whatever his name is, the guy that used to be on the Pirates. Mm-hmm. He's in Miami now.
But except our favorite independent baseball team, the Rockland Boulders. You have to. You can't talk independent baseball without talking
Rockland
about Boulders.
Well, we're not. I don't know that we're doing the Boulders anymore.
Am I not a Boulders fan anymore?
Well, no. We're all Boulders fans because I love the guy that owns that team. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play it, just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So I've become a little bit of a soccer fan, I guess you could say, of the English Premier League because my cousin, Bruce, I don't know if I ever told you this or not, he's the VP of marketing sales for the Boston Red Sox and Liverpool. The team who does the Red Sox, they also do LeBron James and they do Liverpool as well. His name's John Clark. He's my cousin, actually. And then one of the guys...
My condolences, John.
One of the guys that I produce one of the shows on SMC Radio, his name is Mike Costanza. So every week for the last 10 weeks, we've been playing You'll Never Walk Alone, which is the Liverpool like anthem, okay? And they've won 10 games in a row since we've been playing this song, so I'd like to attribute all of their winnings to us. So just found out that Liverpool fell to Chelsea 2-0. So,
you know, I'm looking
I don't know what to think about.
I'm looking at Twitter. And by the way, Breck Shea is my nephew. And you know who Breck Shea is.
Yes, he might be coming back to the league.
Yes, he is. It looks like it's already a done deal. But
trying to get back,
I'm looking
to
on here
team.
and I'm thinking, Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea. And I'm thinking, people were
like,
listening
man,
to my bit about Chelsea and Webb.
People love what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, they
right
love
you started
what we're
a revolution.
About. What are the odds of a team beating Liverpool with the same name as.
Oh, man.
Some gorgeous.
It's a conspiracy.
Fabulous conspiracy theory.
I'm Bruce Hall, and you're listening to Second Opinion. We're having fun here today. Mm-hmm. We're gonna start talking baseball a little bit now. We've decided what we're gonna do next. We're gonna do our big spiel on the Knicks this week. We'll work on it this week, and we're gonna have several people on to talk about the direction they're going. We're pretty sure they're gonna hire a coach this week. And next week, who do you think we're going to have? What's the guy's name?
Well, I talked to him last night. I don't know if I should.
Don't say it. To heck with him. Here we go. But we're going to have a couple of people on next week that. And I'll tell you who else.
Once it's confirmed, I'll tweet it out and all that kind of stuff. But I don't want to say something if it's not confirmed.
Yeah, I don't. The guest I'm going to have on used to be the head of Madison Square Garden. You know who I'm talking about. He's the general manager now of the
76ers.
Yeah, the 76ers. I didn't want to have him on before the hire. because that's probably, he probably wouldn't want to comment on it. But after the hire, I'm sure he'll have some things to say because he probably knows Steve. Shoot, Steve's probably 10 years older than him. He probably was a big fan in the day and worked for him. Anyway, let's talk baseball.
Sure.
Let's go to MLB.com. If you've got your computer in front of you, we're going to talk a little bit about the matchups today. If you got the schedule there?
I have scores and odds pulled up.
All right, good.
And the first game on our list is the Miami Marlins. Oh, you have a touchscreen computer?
Yes.
That's fancy.
I'm impressed.
The Miami Marlins and Matt's touchscreen computer take on the New York Mets.
Who's pitching? Who are the pitchers?
Gee is for the Mets and
Dylan G.
And Kohler for the Marlins.
Yeah. I'm taking the Mets. They shouldn't have lost last night. I listened to the game coming back from Gettysburg, and they gave up four straight runs. Yeah, they lost.
I went to sleep. It was three. I believe it was 3-0.
Yeah, well, they lost 7-6 to Miami.
Man.
I'm sitting here. Dylan, let me tell you something. The New York Mets starting rotation is doing a great job. They need to hit the ball a little bit. And what's amazing is they get Lucas Duda a lot more at bats by getting rid of our boy at first base. Mm-hmm. And he goes to Pittsburgh and hits a grand salami in his second game there.
That's because the people in Pittsburgh, I guess, are okay with him, you know, just being there for his kids and being a family man.
That's exactly right.
No, but in all seriousness, he probably has the media off his back about that being in Pittsburgh.
Well, you know what? He's going to get playing time, too, because Gabby Sanchez is on my team. Now he's only playing against left-handed hitters, and they're probably going to use our first baseman from New York, who they traded, Ike Davis. Mm-hmm. They're probably going to use him almost exclusively against right-handers, and there's a lot more of them. Red Sox, Blue Jays, you got Lester. John Lester's only 2-3. And you got R.A. Dickey, who we've talked about. Need to have Dickey on the show. I may give him a call and find out what he likes about Toronto. If you haven't read his book, it's a great book. I read all but about 30 pages of it. I do that a lot. I don't know if you do. I have so many books that I'll read a book and I'll get halfway through and I'll start another book. Then I'll go back and read the other second mm-hmm. half of the book.
I've read one book since high school, and it was the Joe Gibbs book.
Oh, God.
That's the only book I've read because I do the exact same
thing.
He didn't even write it.
He had some guy write that.
I read 21 chapters of whatever that really famous book was about they made it into a Da Vinci Code or whatever. I read 21 chapters of it, put it down. It was boring. Waited for the movie.
You need to go through all my Kennedy assassination books. The Red Sox, Blue Jays, I'm not going to take either of these teams. Toronto is still Toronto. And by the way, Melky Cabrera looks a lot like Melky Cabrera mm-hmm. the year he was doing steroids.
This AL East man is extremely competitive.
It's the best. I think it's the best league right now in baseball.
I mean, Toronto was in second place 2 days ago.
Anybody can win.
Absolutely.
In this division.
And Baltimore, by the way, Manny Machado just got a start down at the Frederick Keys.
He'll be back in two weeks, they say. 2 weeks. The question is,
they got our boy Steve Lombardozzi at second. Well, yeah. He's one of their second basemen, who I love.
I'm glad they kept Lombo in Maryland because that's where his family
lives. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah, he is. Reds are playing the Braves. Johnny Cueto, who's my ace on my big team, going against Turan, two number ones. Anything could happen here. The Braves are still winning. And mm-hmm. for those of you who thought Jason Kimbrel was hurt and was – shoulder was messed up, and he was probably going to go on the DL. All he's done is rattle off two saves in a row since everybody claimed he was hurt. You got to go with, I'm going to pass on this game because Cincinnati is playing some ball right now.
Go Cueto, okay?
Yeah, I love Johnny Cueto. Well, he's thrown, 16 straight innings of shutout ball.
The Reds are favored on the road. They're minus 104, which is basically
that's ridiculous.
But
Royals are at the Orioles. James Shields, the guy that they're paying more money than anybody else almost in Kansas City. Well, actually, he is making more money than anybody else. Against Gonzalez with the Orioles. Gonzalez has pitched well.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass on the game because Shields should win this game. And I hate to go against the Birds at home because it's a beautiful day in Baltimore. And there's probably going to be, at least 25,000 people there.
I'm going to go with the Royals because Big Bat Chris Davis is out and people are freaking out about that.
Yeah, you know
what?
What did he do, pull hammy or something?
You know,
it was a groin or something. It was an oblique.
He hurt something.
He took a big swing. Well, you know what? The guy swings a 35.5-ounce bat. I would swing a 30-ounce bat, and that's an average ounce of a 34-inch bat. He swings an extra inch and a half, and he swings an extra 5 or 6 ounces. And when you swing those big bats, you can tell a difference.
I would go against Baltimore.
You're going to take the Royals. I don't doubt that's true. Padres are at the Nationals. Jordan's horrible. The Nats lose. Even the Padres will beat him today. Kennedy's a good pitcher.
Yeah, he is. Ian Kennedy's a solid
pitcher.
And plus,
Bryce is out.
Tyler Jordan is just
terrible. He's 0-3.
He's not going to look very good today. And he's going to look even worse because he's coming up after Roark, who threw
three-hit
complete game shutout yesterday.
Tanner, I listened to that game yesterday.
Yeah, Tanner Roark, that guy, he's making people
he's
forget. Gonna
be, he's going to be good. Yeah, there was a great story about Tanner. He was supposed to start a certain day, and his parents were driving down from the Midwest, and he got the go-ahead to start that day because the guy was injured. Somebody was out that day.
Yeah.
And his parents pulled off the road in Ohio and watched the game on their computer.
No fister, no problem.
And he won. That was his first game of the season.
But I'll be at the Nationals game today.
Now we're going to be back in a minute with more of Second Opinion. We're going to talk more baseball. But for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We are continuing to run down our baseball picks on this beautiful day.
I mean, it is
60
beautiful.
Degrees here in the DMV.
It's not a cloud in the sky.
Beautiful day. And since I have my iPhone app, I know that it's 81 in Phillipsburg, St. Martin. So everybody around the globe is just enjoying a beautiful day here.
You only got 3 jobs, man. You lazy.
I love it. St. Martin, I'm coming back. I've been there twice in the last 4 years.
I had my honeymoon there.
Amazing. Ah, it's a beautiful
where I had my
island.
Honeymoon.
Listen, I love that place. Matt,
my mother works there right now, actually.
Does she really? Yes. She works in St. Martin?
Well, a little bit farther away.
Oh,
but
well, so it's
Jamaica.
Not St. Martin. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. That's not Jamaica.
St. Martin's not
she's
Jamaica.
She's in Jamaica. Oh. That's Netherlands Antilles. Oh,
yeah. St. Martin is...
somewhere.
It's half French, half Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch, yep.
And the Dutch side is
the better side.
It's the more commercial side. The French side's got the best food and the best beaches.
French side has the nude beaches. And
that's exactly what I said.
And when you drive down the road, goats are walking. I've driven the whole island.
That's absolutely a beautiful island.
It is. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Now I'll tell you what's real. If you get, well, we're not going
to
talk. Let's keep going.
Let's go
come
to
on.
Baseball.
This is Bruce. It's Bruce Hall Sports, not Bruce Hall Tourism.
We've been doing this all day.
I know. Cubs Brewers.
Controlled chaos.
You got Jason Hamill at Peralta. Peralta is on fire. Now listen. Even though Ryan Braun and my shortstop, Gene Segura, are both out today. I'm taking the Brewers. You know
they're
why? They're beating everybody.
Well, and they're playing.
And
the
by
Cubs.
The way, it
the
was
Cubs
only after I got up with John Nairn and interviewed him at spring training.
Yeah,
John Nairn probably has fewer years as a major league hitting coach than almost everybody, well, except Rick Shue, who sucks, by the way. And I don't care what anybody says about Rick Shue. I don't like Rick Shue because I had to straighten Desi out. He didn't straighten him out. But anyway, Hamill, I'm going to take Peralta. I just think the Brewers beat the Cubs. I think everybody right now
beats the Cubs. The Cubs are bad.
They're really not doing a very good job. Not if they're trying to win. Correct? Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take the Brewers. Take Peralta to go 4-0. Tigers at the Twins. Justin Verlander, 3-1 against Gibson with the Twins. That could go either way. I'm not taking Verlander. They lost last night, and Gibson's 3-1 at home, and I don't think Detroit has ever seen this guy, so I'm going to pass on it.
I'll pass. Detroit on the road in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Minnesota might be the only place in the country today that's not beautiful just because it's Minnesota.
It's probably beautiful up there. Athletics are at the Astros. Tommy Malone, who used to be a Nat property. Against
wind chill, 39 degrees in Minnesota.
Against McHugh. Well, that's a good reason to take Minnesota. But McHugh against Tommy Malone, Athletics Astros. Astros won last night. I mean, they tried to lose, but they won.
Mm-hmm.
Take the Athletics today.
Absolutely.
Even though it's Tommy Malone, who's 0-1.
I like Malone, though.
I do, too. He's one of the guys that got away with a Gio Gonzalez trade with the Nats.
But that worked out for both teams.
Yeah, it did. Rays are at the White... Well, I don't know, man. Gio hadn't looked that good. Rays are at the White Sox. You got David Price, who's looked great against a first-timer named Carroll. How about Tony Abreu, this guy from... Or Jose Abreu, there's so many Abreus in the league. Jose Abreu, the first baseman. Listen, there was a lot of talk on the radio on my way over about how can a guy 27 years old, who's already known as one of the best hitters in the world, win Rookie of the Year in the major leagues? It's really not fair to the real rookies in the league. And that is something they need to take a look at because he's not the only one because the Japanese pitcher for the Yankees, Tanaka, he's been pitching pretty good. He was 26-0 last year.
He's not really a rookie.
Yeah, and he plays in Japan. And, you know, and that's considered a pretty decent major league. It's not the major leagues, but it's a pretty good league. Rays of the White Sox, I am going to pass on this game because Joe Madden got tossed yesterday, and they won anyway 4-0. So the blue group will get together and figure out a way to screw him today. And I would say the White Sox are going to win. And by the way, if you haven't heard Hawk Harrelson's call of that grand slam of Abreu's yesterday, Hawk's a friend of mine. It's one of the, you know, because he, you know, put it on the board. Yes. He said yes like a 1,000 times as loud as I've never heard a better call for a game-winning home run than yesterday.
So you're going to take it over Price?
I am. David Price. I'm just telling you, the umpires will figure out a way for the White Sox to win. Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun.
Pirates, Cardinals, Edinson Volquez.
Got one job.
Is at Wainwright. Volquez made it through my entire draft with nobody taking him because he had such a bad spring training. Wainwright's only one of the best pitchers in baseball. Take St. Louis, even though it's probably 2-1, isn't it? 200-100.
We're trying to find it.
It is.
Cardinals.
Take the Cards anyway.
175.
Yeah, they're going to win this game. Indians are at the Giants. You know, I hate to do this. Boach, I'm going against you. Ryan Vogelsong couldn't keep. Well, I love Rye. I'm not going to say
that. Yeah, we had him on. Didn't we have him on?
Yeah, we've had him on twice. I'm not going to say that, but he's struggling big time. Salazar with the Indians, I'm going to pass on the game. You know, if I stay away from it, the Giants will win.
It's minus 108.
By the way, the Giants.
To the Indians.
I know, it doesn't matter, though. I'm going to leave it alone. Rockies against the Dodgers. The Rockies were against the Dodgers. De La Rosa against Ryu. I like Ryu here. De La Rosa struggled last time out. The Rockies in L.A. L.A. starting to play a little bit better.
Yeah.
Matt Kemp actually hit a home run last night. You know, our boy in right field hasn't been in any real trouble lately. He hasn't hurt anything lately. You got to take the Dodgers here.
Hanley Ramirez is doubtful today.
Yeah, but you know
they'll
what?
Do anything for
you? Yeah, they'll be just fine without Hanley.
I'll take Ryu simply because he's named after my favorite.
He's a lefty too, and I like him. De La Rosa is a lefty too, so you got two left-handers going in here. But I like Kemp probably hitting another bomb in this game. You know, the thing about De La Rosa, he's got a great changeup.
67 degrees out in L.A. It's gonna be a beautiful game.
Yeah, it's not bad. Phillies are at the D-backs. You got Burnett, who had a phenomenal outing last time, but they didn't get him any runs. I think he lost 2 or 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Going against McCarthy, the D-backs are in trouble. Take Burnett. He's a stud.
It's
what is
flipped,
Burnett?
Actually, it started out minus 115. Now it's flipped to the D-backs at minus 109.
Take Burnett. I hope Burnett's still.
In Arizona, Mark Trumbo out today for the D-backs. So it looks, I mean, it looks
take
good
the
for
Phillies. Take the Phillies. And, you know, you know, they're starting to hit the ball a little bit. And the Phillies, you know, give them credit. No, everybody, you know, remember how much fun I was making of them about how old they were?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
how
I
they
hate
were.
The Philadelphia. I hate Philadelphia.
But they haven't done a bad job starting out this year. Rangers are at the Mariners. Two first-timers. You got Harrison for the Rangers getting his first start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And Moorer. I'm going to pass because the Mariners are playing terrible and I don't trust the Rangers on the road. I'm going to pass on the game.
It's going to be indoors, probably.
Here's the best game of the day.
That probably gives Seattle a little boost.
In the Bronx. Best game of the day. You got Richards, who is L.A.'s number one starter. He actually started against the Nats last week and looked extremely good, except for a couple of times he threw the ball like over everybody's head. Tanaka is going to get a win here. Take him. It's on tonight. So you got plenty of time to get over to Yankee Stadium, scalp a ticket, go in, have yourself a chili cheese dog.
But there'll be no Josh Hamilton today.
Well, Josh has been out for a while.
Yep. So
he's been out for a while.
Don't go there expecting to see old Joshy.
But you see who you know who they're going to see though.
They'll see Pujols, who has been playing great. They'll see Mike Trout, who is arguably the best young player in the
game. I'm going to make a prediction. I would say that Pujols will go yard in this game.
He hit .499 and .500. So where's he at now? Has he hit one since?
.502, I think.
Is he .502?
Yeah, I think he's got 10 home runs on the year, 9 or 10 now.
He's stroking it, man.
No, he's doing great. But let's go back over this just for everybody. Passed on the first game. I took the Mets. I love the Mets. We both took I passed on the Phillies. You took Cueto.
Mm-hmm. Reds.
I passed on the – oh, no, you took the Royals. I'm going to take the Royals. I took Kennedy, the Padres. That was weak, but against the Nats, but they're terrible. We took Peralta on the Brewers, even though they're two of their best players are out. We passed on Verlander. We both took Tommy Malone in the Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
We both – oh, no, I took the White Sox for a conspiracy theory.
That's right. I took Price, but you took the conspiracy
theory. I took the odds is what I took. I took Wainwright because I'm not stupid.
That's right.
I passed on Vogie and Salazar. We both took the Dodgers. That's sick. I can't believe we took the Dodgers.
Well, they're playing the Rockies, right?
Yeah. But you know what? They're going to win this game.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Magic Johnson's probably all fired up.
Yeah, and you know what? We took,
not that that really has anything to do with anything, but...
Yeah, well, Magic Johnson, I mean, I love minorities.
They're fabulous.
Fabulous. The Richards and Tanaka, I took Tanaka. That is a great line.
I mean, it is
that
awful.
Is you know, that guy will never live that line down.
It is an awful, awful, awful.
Did Saturday Night Live, did anybody here see Saturday Night Live?
It was a repeat.
Well, you know what?
That's because they're hardcore working on just ways to rip this dude.
I would imagine next week
He's gonna be
a live one.
He's never gonna be able
They would probably do a special just on this guy.
He's never gonna be able to walk anywhere ever again.
You know, they could get Morley Safer to play the guy. How cool would that be?
Oh man.
Now the question is Morley Safer have the cojones to
They're gonna rip him.
They're gonna rip him. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to try to get Tony Mazur on sometime. Who we got calling? Who is it? Oh, I know what we got. We got Kentucky Derby coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check. And I want to see. We're going to talk Derby anyway. We went through.
We went through the names.
We're going to find out who the good horses are because our boy, Rick Snyder, who is, in my opinion, one of the best horse guys anywhere, Rick's going to come on. He's going to tell us who he likes. And we're getting down to nitty gritty now of the Derby. Kentucky Derby, if you've never been to it, you got to go. It is one of the events. It's a bucket list deal.
Good luck getting a ticket, though, man. I tried to get tickets
150,000 people. That's like going to two giant cowboy games. Mm-hmm. That's twice as many people are at a giant cowboy game, at the field.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Did you call Chris? Is Chris going to call?
Chris said that, I guess, the scorecard, they do a show on location at one of the bars.
Oh, yeah,
they
can't get to us.
And
they don't want to mess everything
engineer
up.
Didn't come today.
Oh, well,
so Chris is playing double. So he said he was trying. He would see if he could work it in, but
that engineer right now
scrambling.
Is on double secret probation.
Double secret probation.
Double secret probation on that guy. Let's do this real quick. Let's take a look at the NBA games real quick.
Sure.
If you're following us, go to NBA.com. And by the way, I'm already taking the Wizards.
Bullets. I only refer to them as the Bullets.
All right, well, I got to call them the Wiz.
The team formerly known as the Bullets.
Well, they are the Bullets. But I'm taking them because even without Nene, they're going to win today. I think because of what it'll do, they took too many shots the other day. They looked like they were perfectly all right not to run their offense in the first half. And I thought they got behind.
They should have won that game.
But they just made too many, they missed too many shots.
Free throws killed them.
Yeah, well, they're not shooting free throws.
I mean, they looked like, I know John Wall played at Kentucky, but they looked like a Calipari team that couldn't finish late by missing free throws.
Are you looking at the points?
Washington, I'm looking at their free throws right now, actually. And they shot, 66? Oh, okay, that was Chicago, 66%. So both teams shot poorly from free throw lane. 71% from Washington, and I mean, they look terrible shooting through. When you're a professional, you should hit your shots from the charity stripe.
Well, at least Indiana finally won a game, but I felt so sorry for Larry Bird. He looked like he was suicidal the other night. I mean, he had his hands over his eyes at one time.
Beat the Hawks, yeah. So are they tied up now? Is that 2-2?
Yeah. How did Charlotte get in? Miami just drubbed them.
Well, they play in the East, so that's pretty much
That's how they got in, isn't it?
I mean, the Eastern Conference.
You think anybody's even at those games?
Yeah, actually, my cousin lives in right outside Charlotte.
That Oklahoma City-Memphis game, that's the one you want to be at tomorrow.
One of the better tweets that I saw all day was, I forget who tweeted it out, but he said that Donald Sterling approves of the Charlotte crowd tonight. And that's because the Charlotte soon-to-be Hornets, now Bobcats, they did a whiteout of the stadium. So there, people are killing him all over Twitter, and I love it.
Golden State. We'll be back in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
As we wait for the phones to ring for the first time today, because none of our listeners want to talk to us, even though it is my birthday weekend, just to throw some guilt trip out at you guys.
Are you 28?
I'll be 28.
Oh, my God. What did I do when I was 28? I moved back to D.C. in 28.
Just to throw a little guilt trip out there.
I was done being a child when I was 28.
And I know
a real
who
job.
You are. Okay, I see all you guys when we do our events, you know, at the Westchester County Center. I see you.
Yeah, we see you.
So if any of you come up to me now and you say, Roy, I love the show, like you have in the past, I'm going to say, yeah, well, you guys didn't call in and say happy birthday to me. So away with you. And that's how it'll work. So before we're going to get into some Kentucky Derby here in a little bit. Again, I'm going to read off the top 10 names, starting from 10 and drop down to 1, because I believe we're going to have Rick Snyder on to talk about this.
Yeah, well, Ricky may be calling in. I think he might have thought it was next week, but next week the race is already done.
We're going to fight
Let's
him.
See. Not today. Slam. Thought you meant next Sunday.
Well, Rick.
When's the Derby?
Fail. Now you're screwing up our whole segment, Rick.
He's the best. I love you, Ricky. Don't worry about
it. He's not the best at reading.
Hey, you know what we'll do? Ricky, I'll talk to you this week, and we'll do. I'll do an interview with you, and we'll put it on my blog.
Well.
That's what we'll do. If you want to know who Rick Snyder, who, by the way, I don't think he's ever lost a horse race. I mean, that's my story.
Has he ever ran a horse race?
but if you want to know who he likes, let me just tell you, this guy has handicapped the crap out of this race. By the time we get him on, he's the best.
We had him on last
Maybe
year.
Maybe it isn't next week. Is it 2 weeks from now?
No, it's next weekend.
Next Saturday?
I'm almost dead positive.
Oh, that's less than 100% right there.
It is. It's
that answer was like Google. No.
I'm
well, good. Well, you know what we want to talk about now? We're going to talk about the standings. What?
No, 6 days. Yeah, it's next weekend. It's next weekend.
See, you were right. You
know I was. What,
you
I,
know
you just,
when your birthday
you
is.
You just made me doubt myself.
Don't you? Well, you know what? It's a good idea to doubt yourself because you don't want other people doubting you.
That's right.
Actually, you shouldn't even care if other people doubt you because it's none of their business to begin with.
But I'm going
to
give you the winner right now, and it is going to be...
Uncle Cy.
Do you want to borrow some darts?
I'm taking Uncle Cy.
It's going to be Wicked Strong.
Wicked
Strong. He's your Kentucky Derby 2014.
We should do is throw the names on the dartboard.
You know
we
what? Do that.
Have you handicapped it? I mean, have you looked at what the numbers are? Because you can.
Well, they don't have the odds out yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, because they haven't done the scratches.
I looked. They'll probably be out on Wednesday.
They haven't done the scratches yet.
They haven't. Wait, 2014 Kentucky Derby odds.
Are they
here
numbered?
Here are some from Odds Shark. Right, but these will probably change.
Who's number one?
California Chrome at 7-4.
We like that.
Mm-hmm. My boy Wicked Strong 8-1. Eight's one of my favorite numbers.
That's a good one. So, keep going. You got to include
it. Danza 8-1. Vickers in Trouble 10-1.
What's the name of it?
Vickers in Trouble.
Pass.
Opportunity. There's your boy.
I like Opportunity.
14-1.
It's a kangaroo. It's not even a horse.
Dance with Fate, 16-1.
Pass. That's too stupid of a name. Everybody dances with fate every day, every minute. God, if you're ever on the Beltway in Washington, D.C., you're dancing with fate the entire time you're on the road in Maryland.
Oh, my God. Oh,
don't not get on the Virginia started. Side.
You go through
Maryland drivers are the worst
man,
drivers in the world. Go, go.
The, oh, man.
I know. This is good.
Dance with fate. That is. That it's somebody trying to be like way too emo, way too over the top of that.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was the name of my punk fate. Band in the 80s.
Wildcat Red 16-1.
Nah, I know.
Intense Holiday. Terrible name.
Intense Holiday?
That is such a stupid name.
That is stupid. It's like, I mean, that's not even a good name for a movie.
20-1.
a bad movie.
Sam Rat, Some Rot. We don't know.
No, we don't like it because he spelled it with two A's. Yeah, there's only one A in Sam Rat.
I don't understand why you put an double A in there, but you're 20-1 odds and we don't like you. Social Inclusion, 20-1. Another terrible
pass.
Name. Tapiture, 20-1.
I don't even know what that means.
Bayern.
What? Spell it.
B-A-Y-E-R-N.
Pass.
Bayern Munich.
Pass.
What
yeah.
are the odds?
Candy Boy. I kind of like that.
What's it? Yeah,
25-1.
How can be Candy Boy?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Hey, look, it's Candy Boy.
Need to get the intro redone.
Else?
I'm not going to say that one in fear that I might curse on the air. General A-Rod, 25-1.
I like that just because we're going to hope it breaks a leg. Go ahead. No, I didn't mean that. Horse lovers, I didn't mean that.
Not literally.
Go ahead.
Ride on Curlin, 25-1.
What is it called?
Ride on Curlin.
How you spell Curlin? C-U-R-L-I-N?
Yep.
I like that.
25-1.
I like, you know, that's a big, you put Ride on Curlin
Ride on Curlin. Okay, so we like.
Oh, there was a rat somewhere.
Wicked Strong, Ride on Curlin, and Wildcat Red you liked.
That's, I got to play cat because that's a storm cat.
Metal Count, Ring Weekend, 25-1, Metal Count, 33, Mexicoma.
I like that.
33.
That's great, Mexicoma. You go to Mexico and you're in a coma.
33-1.
That's pretty good.
Any horse that has anything coma in its name and you're running a race, I'm not a fan of that. No, thank you. Strong Mandate.
Pass. That's too political.
So stupid.
It is stupid.
33-1. We Miss Artie, 33-1. We Miss Artie's way down there because I could have swore.
Well, the bettors are obviously missing Artie.
We Miss Artie is a top 10 in the season points.
Well,
and season
is it
rankings.
We Miss with two S's and Miss?
Yeah.
You know why? It's a filly, I bet. It's a filly. Take it. There's probably only one filly in the race. You got to take the girl. I named my dog that just passed away last year We Miss BJ Surhoff, and it was M-I-S-S, but it was a, and that's how you spell both misses.
Yeah.
But it was a play on I missed BJ Surhoff being on the Orioles, and I missed my little Miss BJ Surhoff.
We
was
Miss
a little
Artie.
Girl.
She just won the Dixiana Breeders yesterday.
Oh, whatever that is.
Well, these are all small leagues.
I know,
so mostly
I know,
out
I
in
know.
California.
I know.
So, around.
Is that it?
So do we want to take
I mean, there's
the top
a couple
20?
Other ones. Uncle Cy, 40-1.
See, I like Uncle Cy. It's his birthday today.
Noble Moon, 50-1.
Hey, if you can tell me how old Uncle Cy is now, he's a Vietnam vet, so he's probably at least 64 or 5. How old do you think Uncle Cy is? I bet he's like 70.
I'm going to go 71.
Yeah, I am too. Look it up, Uncle Cy. Hey, I'm going to read off the guys that are having phenomenal years so far in the major leagues.
You type in Uncle Science, only horses come up.
Troy Tulowitzki, 7 doubles, a triple, 5 bombs, 17 RBIs, and he actually has a strained groin right now. Chase Utley, here's a guy that hadn't put together a full season in 3 or 4 years. He's having a great start. 10 doubles, 3 home runs, 13 RBIs, 13 runs scored, 411 on base average. Tulowitzki's, are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. His on-base average is .468. That is so un-Tulowitzki, it's unbelievable. And 17 walks, only 12 strikeouts. Whoever he's working with in the offseason on his hitting, mm-hmm. mentally, it's working.
66 is Uncle Cy.
Is he? Oh, so he is.
He's in the 60s.
65. I said 60. Is at least 64. I said I thought he was 70, though. I'll say he's just led a rough life. He just looks 80. Gordon with the Dodgers. You know, we were talking about mm-hmm. You know, losing Hanley Ramirez. Well, D can play short, and he's hitting .350, on-base average .384, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 1 home run. 12 stolen bases. Damn, he's having an all-star year. Justin Morneau, who a lot of people thought would never play baseball again. He's in Colorado. 6 doubles, 5 home runs, 19 RBIs. Morneau's having a good year. Yadi Molina, everybody knows Yadi's going to have a good year. 6 doubles, 3 triples, 3 home runs, 11. Not 3 triples, 3 home runs, 11 RBIs. Miguel Cabrera, Toronto, a cheater. 6 doubles, a triple, 5 home runs, only 8 RBIs. That's because in Toronto, nobody's ever on pace.
They've been really up and down this
Angel
year.
Angel Pagan.
I mean, it's still early, yeah. But they have been. I mean, you don't get more up and down than Toronto is.
Let's
right
look at Jacoby Ellsbury. Let's look at the Yankees. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to break the Yanks down anyway. But look at Ellsbury. 8 doubles, 2 triples. He hadn't hit a bomb yet. 11 RBIs. You know, 322, but he's 374, and he plays a great center field. Adam LaRoche, maybe the hottest Washington National right now. Last April, he hit like 111. This year, 321. 20, is that 17 runs scored? Oh, my God. He can't even run, and he scored 17 runs. 4 doubles, 4 home runs, 15 RBIs, 16 walks.
It's because in the offseason, he killed a mountain lion.
Well, he killed a lot of mountain
Have
lions.
Have you seen that picture?
Yeah,
he's got
the
lion
over the shoulder.
He did it with the Duck Dynasty guys.
Do you know what his on-base percentage is?
450.
No, 430 is not even close to 550. You're high. Let's see. Justin
Upton. Can you tell I'm a DC fanboy?
Hey, Justin Upton. Every time you turn on the daggone TV, Justin Upton's hitting a home run, right?
Mm-hmm.
16 runs scored, 2 doubles, a triple, 7 bombs, 16 home runs, but he's punched out 32 times. Only walked 11, but his on-base average is 402. James Loney, who I should have taken in my draft,
mm-hmm.
8 doubles, a home run, 15 RBIs, 398 on-base average, pretty good for a Tampa Bay Buck. And guess what? Here's Ryan Braun, a guy that hit his shortstop in the head with a weighted bat yesterday.
Yeah.
17 runs scored, 4 doubles, a triple, 6 bombs, 18 home runs, 361 on base average. Paul Goldschmidt, everybody's all-star, right? 10 mm-hmm. doubles, 3 home runs. The poor Arizona Diamondbacks may be looking for a new manager. I'm available.
Before we go, though, I want to give my picks because I got to run out
go,
of here, actually.
Go.
I got the Wizards today. I'm sorry, the Bullets today. I got the Golden State Warriors. I got Brooklyn, and I got Portland. Portland.
Where's Portland? Isn't that in Maine?
They're somewhere out. I think they're in Alaska.
Nah.
They're out somewhere out west.
They're in Oregon, goofball. That's where Bill Walton played.
They're not Alaska?
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. We'll be back with Second Opinion in a minute on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. And my boy Roy is headed to cover a ball game, Washington Nationals. Taking the family to the press box. That should be interesting. Roy, don't cheer for anybody because some jerk will walk up to you and go, you know, you're not allowed to cheer in here, right? That's what they do in press boxes. It's an unwritten rule. You're not allowed to, you can't even say things that sound like cheering in a press box. That's why, you know, my seats are where they are. I sit in the handicapped section, and I'm handicapped. Obviously, for people that listen to the show, you know I'm handicapped. But I watch the ball game from the first row right behind the third base dugout, and you literally have to have a glove there because to protect yourself. Because, you know, there are so many guys on the Washington Nationals, right-handed batters. Jason Worth, for example, that with 2 strikes, he turns on everything that's close. And instead of just fouling it off, you know, like down the line on the ground, he rips it about 130 miles an hour at your head. So you have to be careful.
And you have a quite big head.
My head is an easy target is what it is. The Washington Wizards are 2-point favorite right now over the Bulls. Take them. They're going to win this game. They're at home. And even though they don't have Nene, the Bulls are not. Even, the Bulls actually have a winning record on the road, but they're just not as good as the Wizards. Take the Wizards today. You just need to do it. Golden State's getting two from the Clippers. I'm guessing that with all of this stuff going on with the owner of the Clippers, you know, and the racism and the just being a moron stuff, I would say that the Clips probably don't really want to win for him. And I'm guessing the Warrior minorities, African-American players, non-white players, may want to kick his butt. So I'm taking Golden State getting 2 points at home.
The other side
in the
of
Bay
that,
Area.
The other Bay side Area. Of the argument could be that the players may just be sitting back, relaxing, knowing that nobody's going to ask about their performance on the on the court, or you know whether they abused their wives or anything.
I doubt any of that.
They're all
happen.
Just out smoking weed and doing whatever the hell they want now.
Well,
they know nobody's going to talk about anything.
It's just too bizarre, and. You know, when things like this happen, it's just a stain on the whole sport. Toronto Raptors are in Brooklyn. Toronto's a very good road team. They beat the I saw them play two or three road games this year, and they won them all. But they're not playing Brock. You know, Brook Lopez is obviously he's out. But I like the Nets. They're up 2-1. This is a big game. I'm going to take the Nets winning this game. They're -4. If you can get them less, get them. If you get them over 4, I wouldn't take it. I think 4 is a good number there. Houston Rockets are in Portland. Roy took Portland. I agree with him. You know, they're at home. They're -135. Take the Trailblazers. You know, they're just a better team at home than they are on the road, and they need the win. So you got to take them. Let's look at Major League Baseball one last time for those of you that are either just getting up or you're getting ready to go to church or you just missed our first segment. The Marlins are at the Mets. Dylan G is -125. It's really 123 now. The total for runs is 7. Take the Mets. They're going to win this game. They're a better team, and Dylan G is a good pitcher. Him being a right-hander isn't going to hurt because best hitters, in my opinion, on the Marlins are all righties anyway. Cincinnati Reds are at the Braves. This is basically a pick game. Two all-star pitchers, Johnny Cueto, Julio Teheran. I'm passing on the game. I'd love to see Cueto win because he's on my my box score rotisserie league team. San Diego Padres at the Nationals. Tyler Jordan's horrible. I don't know what's wrong with a guy. He's favored, -115, the Nationals pitcher. Ian Kennedy is a much better pitcher. I'm going to take Ian Kennedy and the Padres as a slight underdog to beat the Nationals today. The Cubs are at the Brewers. Well, two best players on the Brewers are both out. Ryan Braun, who evidently strained an intercostal muscle, which are the muscles between your ribs, while he was hitting his shortstop in the head with a weighted bat warming up yesterday, they're both out. But Willie Peralta is pitching against Jason Hamill. I like Willie Peralta a lot. He's favored -143. Take the Brewers until they start losing. They're winning all. They're just finding ways to win. Pittsburgh Pirates at the Cardinals. You got a guy that's not very good, Edinson Volquez for the Pirates. At Wainwright, you got to take St. Louis here. -175, in my opinion, is a value. I mean, anything less than -250 is a value when Wainwright's on the mound in St. Louis. Take Wainwright and the Cardinals to win this game. Colorado Rockies are at the Dodgers. Roy and I both talked about this. Jorge De La Rosa is pitching for the Rockies. He's a lefty, got a great changeup. Doesn't throw that hard. Been hurt off and on his whole career. Ryu for the Dodgers, -160. Take the Dodgers. Anytime Matt Kemp's healthy and he's hitting bombs and you got a good pitcher on the mound and you're at home, take them. -160, take the Dodgers. Phillies, Burnett is at McCarthy.
Brandon McCarthy. McCarthy, if you remember, is the guy that got hit in the head with a line drive 2 years ago, and he's back. It's a pick game, basically, minus 109 for McCarthy. I'm taking Philly just because I don't think Arizona has got it going on right now. And Burnett, last game about a week ago, pitched a great game. He's going to probably do a good job this time too. Best hitters on the D-backs are right-handers, and Burnett's a righty. He's going to be tough to hit. Take him. Red Sox and the Blue Jays, pass. It's Dickey and Lester. I don't like either of them in this game. Kansas City, James Shields is at Baltimore. Miguel Gonzalez, it's basically a pick, but Shields is a 120 favorite. Take him. He's the best pitcher on the field today. Oakland A's are at the Houston Astros. Tommy Malone, they lost to the Astros in a really ugly game that I listened to on my way back from Gettysburg at senior day, for all the girls, the softball team up there. Take Malone. He's going to probably win this game. I don't see Houston winning this game. Just don't see it happening. Detroit Tigers are at the Minnesota Twins. Justin Verlander, minus 150 at Gibson. I'm going to pass on the game. I just don't see a value on either side. Tampa Bay at Chicago. I had a conspiracy theory here because Joe Maddon got tossed last night, even though they won 4-0. Umpires don't like Joe Maddon because he's smart and he's a nice guy. Umpires are generally just the opposite. I'm just kidding, all you umpire friends I have out there. I have a couple of them. But I'm going to take Carroll, the right-hander from Chicago. He's a good kid. And David Price is minus 166. So if you take Chicago, you're probably at about plus 150. Take them. They're at home. And Hawk Harrelson, you know, after last night and that great call of Abreu's grand slam to win a game, I look for more of that today. Texas Rangers are at Seattle. Pass. I hate both of these teams right now. Los Angeles Angels are at the New York Yankees. This is a no-brainer. Take Tanaka. He's only minus 165. You'll find that is a value. This kid's going to win 20 games this year if he stays healthy. Easy. He's going to win 20 games easy. Goes against Garrett Richards, a big, tall, 6'7" or 6'8" right-hander that throws mid-90s, but he doesn't know where the ball's going all the time. So as long as you're not the hitter, you're probably safe in Yankee Stadium. But, you know, I like Tanaka a lot. I think this guy's the real deal. He's got great control. I think he's walked two batters all year. Take the Yankees. Go to the game. It's tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Cleveland Indians are at my Giants. Salazar for the Indians. It's a pick game. As a matter of fact, the Indians are favored because Ry Vogelsong is going for the Giants, and they're just not sure what they're going to get from Ryan when he goes out. I don't know if he's injured or it's just a command problem or anything like that, but I'm going to pass on the game. I'm just too close to it to call it. I'd be playing it with my heart. You look at the NHL today, unbelievable. You got the Rangers favored big over the Flyers. That's going to be a lot of fun at 12 o'clock. It's 12:05 start. If you can get to the Garden and see that, go see it. Give you a reason to root for your hometown team. They're probably going to win this game, so you might as well enjoy it. They're minus like 1.5 goals. St. Louis Blues, the Blackhawks. God, how good are the Blackhawks? You know, not much better than the Blues. I'm going to pass on this game. The Blues need it too bad. Tampa Bay Lightning, Montreal. I'm going to pass. There's not even a number on that because of injuries. And then tonight, the Ducks are at the Stars. That's basically a pick. That's a minus 117, minus 1.5. I'm going to pass on that game too. And if you're really hard up for something to play today, don't play arena football because there is no line on the game between the Iowa Barnstormers and the Philadelphia Soul. All right, it's been a great day. We had a lot of fun with Roy here.
Yeah, we had a full complement of hosts today.
Yeah, we did. We had everybody back here. Baseball's heating up. what's really interesting about the major leagues right now is everybody is still in it, pretty much. I mean, except the Astros. And, you know, if the Arizona Diamondbacks play any worse than they've played in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, they're going to play themselves out of it too. But you look around the league in Major League Baseball. I mean, this is why baseball is such a good game, especially at this level with rotisserie league baseball, fantasy baseball, everything you got. Anybody can win it. I mean, you just look around at the standings, and you know, I said it early on. I thought the Yankees were going to win the East this year. I really do still think they're going to win it. Detroit should win the Central. I like Oakland in the West and in the National League. You know, it's probably going to be a two-way race. Atlanta, Washington, Milwaukee has stunned everybody, but St. Louis, I picked to win everything, and it's going to be St. Louis and the Dodgers in the playoffs later in the year. Don't look for San Diego, Arizona, or Colorado. Drive safe out there, people. We'll see you next week on Second Opinion. Vamos United.